This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends, live on this Easter transmission. I want to thank the crew for being here and doing a great job on this very important day for those of us that believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wouldn't be here, wouldn't be alive, wouldn't be able to do what we do without Christ, his sacrifice. That's what we build our fortress upon. Well, here we are on this Sunday edition, and I say this a lot. I didn't say this a lot 25 years ago, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, but I say it a couple times a week now, and it's absolutely true, that every show gets more intense and just more insane, and what's happening becomes more surreal by the moment. And if you're paying attention, yeah, April 12th, 2020 is more science fiction-y, more dystopic, more out of control, more Big Brother on steroids than the type of news you'd see in a year before. I mean, stuff going on in one day is like a year of tyranny condensed down. And it gets more and more intense. And I've said this a thousand times. I've got all these clips, all this news, all this incredible stuff to cover. But I'm going to explain something here that's more critical than all the news. When Hitler was lining up on the border with Poland and building his armies and getting the troops and doing surveillance, the Poles were like, we're about to be invaded. And they said, you're conspiracy theorists. Doesn't matter, they're massing troops. Well, finally, when the Germans attacked, people didn't deny that the Poles were right. It didn't matter by then. They were defeated. They'd have been dug in and ready, and if folks had listened to their military, they would have been able to put up a bigger fight. It's the same story over and over again. How did Hitler invade Poland? Operation Himmler. A subgroup of that was Operation Gleiwitz. They blew up their own military bases and radio stations, had Jewish prisoners they dressed up in Polish and German uniforms so that it'd be real, shot them, and then laid them out for the newsreels they had ready to be run back and aired on the theaters and the audio over radio. But the Germans had big free movie theaters on every street that the Nazis did, and people would run in for free and you know, watch the film reels and run back out. Very good at propaganda back at that time, kind of the internet of the day. And it came out in the Nuremberg trials that the Nazis staged that to launch World War II. Well, the globalists are using COVID-19 to launch the globalist takeover. And I got up this morning at 6 a.m., got a nice cup of coffee, sat down at the kitchen table, and opened up the iPad. And the first article I saw was a Daily Mail link on Infowars.com. And I went, well, there's no need to just surf around Infowars. I'll just go to Drudge. He'll have it. No one over there. Sure enough, Drudge got it. And then I went and read the Chinese document the Chinese government admits is real. And it was like I'd had 7 or 8 cups of coffee in about 30 minutes. I only had that one cup of coffee, but I was lit. I was so awake, so on fire. My wife got up about 8 a.m. The kids were waking up. My son's moved out now. He's almost 18, but my 3 daughters got up. They're like, Dad, what are you doing? Because they could just see I was like this. And I said, guys, I've just got to figure out some way to go on air and make sure everybody realizes how important this is, because the listeners are the real power. And if Trump understands this, and if everybody understands this, we can defeat the entire New World Order right now instead of have them have their takeover, which is implantable microchips, forced inoculations, world government martial law. It's all being announced as the solution. China admits that they developed COVID-19 in the Wuhan lab. Why have they suddenly released this information through British intelligence, the Daily Mail? I'm going to going to tell you why when we come back. This is so big. China is now admitting that they developed it in the lab. But we'll tell you why. That's the key when we return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
National agency overseeing biological research, virology, genetic engineering in China, released last night a lengthy document to the Daily Mail. And in it, we're going to be reading directly from it here in a moment. It states that the Communist Chinese government, since 2012, has received a large group of grants from a certain group to develop weaponized gain-of-function common cold, or what we know as the coronavirus. Did you hear what I just said? The Communist Chinese, on Saturday morning, released to what is probably one of the biggest publications in the world, the Daily Mail, a document stating that they did indeed test with bats in the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons lab, coronaviruses that they took out of bats and injected into piglets. And when the piglets died from it, they ground up the piglets and fed it to other piglets. Now, that's just one of the studies. Now, why would the Communist Chinese release that information? Global bombshell. China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19-like coronaviruses at Wuhan lab. They actually say COVID-19 in the document, but it's a whole host of them. Hundreds they harvested. So they told you it came from bats. Partially that's true, but not out of the market. And you've seen U.S. Intelligence Committee and the Senate say that. You've seen top Indian laboratories come out and say, we've scanned the virus, it's man-made, it's been altered, it's been gene-edited, RNA spliced, super advanced stuff. Stuff they think the Chi-Coms can't even do. So what did the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, who practices law at the Hague, represents presidents and prime ministers, and who helped write the world law on this, say here 9 weeks ago, who's joining us next hour, Dr. Francis Boyle. The other guy with three Harvard degrees. He said 9 weeks ago that it's a U.S.-made bioweapon given to the Chinese to be spliced with these airborne coronaviruses that the bats have to give it gain of function. And that while it's all being blamed on Trump, it's going to happen to the economy. He predicted that. That it's Obama and Hillary and Fauci who were over it at the NIH who allowed the programs from 2012 to 2017, because Obama funded into the year Trump was elected and got into office, that they allowed the transfer of this to the communist Chinese to develop this airborne bioweapon. And now, the communist Chinese come out and they release this document to the mail saying, yes, it turns out we lied to you. We said we weren't working with coronaviruses or bats in the laboratory, that it wasn't zoological. It is. But the U.S. government and Obama funded us. Now, this morning, the headline on that story, this is when you really know it's huge. This morning, the headline on that article from the Daily Mail read, Wuhan lab was performing coronavirus experiments on bats from the caves where the disease is believed to have originated with a $3 million grant from the USA. That was the headline this morning. I have audio files I sent to all the writers and everyone saying, I predict prime projection, because the Daily Mail isn't in on it. They got MI6 working there, but the Chi-Coms gave them this, that they will later change it to make the focus the U.S., that this is a mistake in the article, that the main Chinese thrust of the document is to blame America, but the article didn't blame America, it blamed China, so I predict they will change the headline. That's in the audio files. Just happened 10 minutes ago. The show was starting. I said, oh, it hasn't started yet. Boom, Rise We Go Live, they put the article up, they changed it as I foresaw. Because I have learned how they operate. How did I know this? And it's not about me bragging that I know how this stuff works now. It's a formula. The whole article demonizes America and says it's our fault and China deserves no blame. And the UN says it's a global phenomenon and don't blame China. And it goes on to say, anyways, the United States is to blame. They gave us the money to do it. This is a way of saying you better shut this down. You better stop blaming China or we're going to expose the deep state used us to develop illegal weapons. And I said the article headline doesn't blame us, but the article does, while admitting that they lied to the world and have this lab and that it was weaponized and they developed COVID-19. How huge is that? So they then changed the headline just now, as you just saw. I showed TV viewers on my phone the screenshot. Why'd I do it? Knew they were going to kill it. Now, there's 1,000 other data points. That's the problem with my show is I could just state what's going on. It'd be much easier. But I tend to just start, I'll show you this piece. I'll show you that piece. I need to show you 100 of the pieces. Literally, my brain's been on fire since this morning. 100 of the pieces. Because I've already studied each piece and interviewed all the real experts, and I know what's coming next. But let me explain something right now. War is coming. When Bill Maher got up Friday night and said, this is the Chinese virus, and it came out of their labs because of their bad practices with food. And if it was on purpose, war is going to start, and it may be on purpose. That's now the talking point, even in the left of the establishment, because they realize they've been caught. The Chinese are now blackmailing the left, who sent them this for a plan they had down another avenue. But when Trump beat them and beat the impeachment, a deep state group with China told them, go ahead and incubate your population, use it to suppress Taiwan, use it to suppress the uprisings, and we're going to then say, you're doing a great job through the UN, but when it hits America, we're then going to blame Trump and blame him for the economy and remove him. Well, I didn't just say that today. I said that 9 weeks ago. I saw the path. I said, that's an enemy attack profile. The pieces we have fit to that, but we're not sure that's it until we see more happen. And then just as we broke down the battle path, it all laid in, and now every piece just laid in, total proof. Because in the last moments, as this comes out, what are they going to do? Well, China sees that it's tried to use this as a weapon against the U.S. Its collaborators have. Trump gets it. He's starting to point out it came from there. They know it's about to come out, that it's man-made. We already know that from the institutes in Europe and India that scanned it. And so they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, we got it from you. It was in the Wuhan lab. Didn't come from the weird food grocery store where cats and snakes and everything else are at. But it's an accident. Stop it. That is the point we've gotten to now, because Trump can move the entire deep state globalist system and their allies, who he has in check right now, into checkmate. We already had them in check. I mean, victory is. But I see 1,000 levels into this, folks. I'm telling you. Pentagon, Trump, I know you're listening. Just listen to me. I know you already know this. Act on your instincts. This is, we have them now. This is it. We don't have to. You can't keep the dragon around as an enemy. It's got to be destroyed. And we can do this with the globalists that serve it now. This is it. I'm going to lay it out in layman's terms when we come back. But Chi-Coms admit weaponized COVID-19 in their weapons lab.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
I can see for miles and miles. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission, the most important broadcast I've ever done. And things are quickening like this. Next week may be the biggest broadcast ever. We just keep breaking each record with how insane the world's going. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let me just calmly give you a synopsis, kind of the back of the book. And then, if you'd like to delve into the reality, it goes very deep. You ever heard the term too big to fail? I'm sure you have. How about too evil to fail? Too out of control to fail. I know the names and the players and the statements of the robber baron billionaires 100 years ago. That was like trillionaires today. And the foundations they set up, Cold Springs Harbor, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, that from over 120 years ago until now openly have the mission of eugenics. They just don't say it publicly. James Watson, the discoverer of DNA, the guy that ran Cold Springs Harbor till a few years ago when he said black people weren't humans, and he said that they can genetically find out who's going to be gay and kill the embryos. I'm not kidding. His only problem was he actually told you what they're... He's the head dude. That's Bill Gates' mentor. Go look it up. Bill Gates' dad worked for him. And see, I research all this. But the New York Times won't give you his background or who he worked with or what he did. They'll just go, oh, he's one crazy guy that ran the Human Genome Project. He's got a 220 IQ, but he's psychotic. The dude doesn't know how to have a good time, doesn't know how to have a soul. A lot of these super IQ people are like robots, man. They can do math all day, but brother, they sure won't go change the baby's diaper. Because IQ is created by these psychotics. And it's not a real reflection, but I'm not going to get into that. Let me explain something here, folks. If you think Hitler was bad, you're going to love the COVID-19 response. World government, forced inoculations, implantable vaccine inks that are chips that are liquid so you can never pull the chip out of you. That's ID 2020. That's publicly all over the news right now. My phone rings off the hook. I get calls at home. Neighbors come over and go, I thought you were crazy. They're on the news saying everybody's going to get a digital chip injected in the vaccine before we can leave our houses. Well, what do? They're dragging people off buses that don't have masks on in Philadelphia. Look, I'll do it next segment. I'm going to control myself and actually lay it out. But you understand that I'm not even that smart. I have friends that like football or baseball who can tell me what Babe Ruth did at the third World Series he was at and what type of cigars he smoked. And they can tell me what Daryl Strawberry did at the World Series, all this stuff. Well, you know what? I can tell you how Bill Gates went on PBS in 1990 and pledged to set up world government and reduce the world population forcibly. And I got the damn video. And see, all these people go, well, when they mean deplete the world population, it means we'll just kill off the Mexicans and the black people. Oh, yeah, right. They're going to kill everybody off, dumbasses. These people are psychotics. And I sit here, and yeah, I've gone a little crazy knowing all this. Because I know all these men that are smart and are strong, but they're not spiritually strong, and they all they care about is their house and their trophy wife and their sports car, and they go, Alex, you're dumb. You'll never help the masses. Why don't you just worry about yourself and work in the system? They all think they're part of it. Dude, they're getting rid of that for everybody, dumbass. The globalists hate responsive, smart, empowered people more than they hate the stooges. They're just trying to get you signed on to extermination so there'll be no one left when it's your time, dumbass. And if you had any spiritual IQ, you'd know that. Why do we have so much wealth and power in this country? Because we were Christian. We realized we were doing wrong. We stood up against it. We reproved it. We did better. We opened up human freedom. We said the common people deserve just as big a chance as royalty, because royalty was stagnant, and you talk about retarded. And because we tried to empower the individual and the low IQ, we had all the inventions and took the planet over. But see, this is just an indictment of the globalists and getting into the philosophy of it and how it's wrong. Do I get the howling mob can be dumbed down and mobilized to come take my rights? Damn right. But does that mean I want to poison them and dumb them down so I can phase them out and kill them? If you had any spiritual connection to the universe, you'd know God doesn't like that. So it's not only that I don't have a desire to kill people that aren't on average as smart as me. I have a desire to empower them. Because God's a lot smarter than us, but God wants us to learn and teach. It's like your five-year-old doesn't know as much as you. So what do? Trip them and beat them up? When you take your five-year-old back in the backyard because you're bigger, you weigh 250 pounds, you can beat them up, you feel big. Oh, look, I can pick these poor people, screw them over. I'm real big. I'm survival of the fittest, man. I'm real tough. I'm in charge. You're not in charge of nothing. All right, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I just want to say this. I don't want to be dramatic. There's not, if I knew in a warehouse next door that criminals had kidnapped a little girl and were raping her right now, I would go tear the door down if I didn't have a key, and I'd go in there and I'd kill them. And not because I'm some special person. I'm a man. I'm programmed right, man. I got it together. I'm not a slave. I don't back down. And how is that even heroic? It's not. So when I get up here and I talk about how they produced this weapon to release it, to take all our freedoms, and they've been caught red-handed, and the very people in the Obama administration that gave it to the Chi-Coms have been caught red-handed and are being blackmailed by the Chi-Coms right now, and I'm risking my life to do this because I'm not a selfish idiot. We're going to lose everything if we don't stand up. I get pissed. Because if your neighbor's house was on fire, and you came to your, say, sons. Son, I see the neighbor's house a half mile away is on fire. We got to go help him. They said, Dad, we don't care. You as a father would be pissed at your sons not getting up to go help the neighbor. But let's say you went to help the neighbor, and because when you get there, you don't have enough help to get the people out and they die. How would you feel towards your sons? You would disown them. And not because you hate them, but because they're not really your sons. They're trash. And God is looking at us and asking, are you going to stand up for people, or are you going to play this devil game of playing God? And I've got James Watson, the guy that advised and ran Bill Gates' dad, everything, literally saying, there is no God, but I am God, and I am going to kill the dumb people. And like he runs it all still. And it's all funny. It's all cutesy cake. So when we come back, what if the Chinese came out and admitted they released the virus? Well, they did. But they said America told us to do it. That's what's broken in the document they released. And, of course, I told the crew before we live, I said, watch, they've messed up. MI6 messed up when they got this document. It's an attack on America. Watch, and sure enough, they changed the headline. They changed it while we were there watching it in live time. Wait till you hear this. This is the smoking gun. Tell everyone you know, tune in now. Do it now.
PQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge. charge at all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today, 888-291-9729, 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi, 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. So let me lay out some of the most important news and information you're ever going to hear. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. Let me lay out some of the most important and powerful information that you're ever going to hear on air. Let's skip to what's currently happening and then work backwards from there. That's a good way to break this down. Currently, all over the controlled corporate news, we're being told China's Xi Jinping did a wonderful job in China, and that Trump did a terrible job. Here's MSN today. He could have seen what was coming behind Trump's failure on the virus. That is being said everywhere. Now, let's go back 10 weeks ago to InfoWars and bioweapons experts and others we were having on and major Indian universities and German universities that scanned the virus and said, this is clearly man-made. We've seen the gene insertions. This is a chimera. I'm going to show you all those articles. What are you going to do if you're the communist Chinese and a bioweapon gets out of a laboratory and that information is breaking? Well, you're going to come up with a story that it came from a food market down the street and from bats there. I'm going to go to rebroadcast. I'm going to have to take a break. This is not a new dramatic thing I'm doing here on air. This information is too powerful to even cover on air. It's just too big, and I have Dr. Francis Boyle joining us next hour. It's just too huge. And you know, the problem is it's not taken seriously. None of this is taken seriously. People don't even get what they're seeing or hearing. Because it's what's going to come out of this and what's going to be done to your family and the world government, the forced inoculations and the tyranny and the very people behind it from the Obama administration publicly gave the weaponized viruses to China, who further weaponized it and then released it to shut down the Taiwan protest and released it to then be exported against America. So the left would call for a shutdown of our economy. So if Trump doesn't do that, he's a mass murderer. And so we go into depression. They remove Trump from office. And then when it starts coming out that our own scientists know it's man-made, and you can't say it came out of some food market, you go, oh, yeah. And the Chinese government releases a document. It's on InfoWars.com saying they got it from the U.S. government. And indeed, it came out of the Wuhan laboratory. So now the Chinese are letting America know, if you try to blame us and you let Trump blame us, we're going to expose Fauci and Gates and the universities who we have the names of who gave us all of this, who did this. And of course, Gates and Fauci did it. They're the ones getting the power from it. They're the ones that had the Event 201 drills. They're the ones that set it all up. So I'm going to air a special report, and I'm going to come back and try to, in one segment as a compendium. We're not going to put articles on screen. It's not the crew's fault, but what happens is I'm here, and they want to put up on screen things I'm talking about. I've already got them all right here. And then my mind is already projected, ready to lay all this out, how it all connects. And I'm giving a briefing here, and it's not their fault. They're doing a great job. I should just go home, actually. That's probably what I'm going to do. It's no big deal. At this point, if America wants this, screw it, man. Screw it. You want Gates' vaccines. You want robot control. They're publicly doing it. No one cares. Nobody cares about the unborn babies. Just screw it, man. It's so unbelievable at this point. You know, the good news is at least all this is starting to come out. All right, I'm going to give you a clip to play. Hopefully it's on the computer, but let's look at these. Greg Reese's report's really good. Medical Tyranny 2020. Let's get that clip four ready. We're going to air that here in right now.
You know, having been through other serious issues, particularly the very painful early years of HIV, AIDS, when people talk about conspiracy theories, you will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions. You know, I can assure you, we have so much to do to protect the health and the welfare of the American people, that I would just hope we just put those conspiracy stuff and let somebody write a book about it later on, but not now.
Anthony Fauci does not like conspiracy theories. And if the president does not fire several members of his COVID-19 response team, the books written in the future will likely be about the Bill Gates Big Pharma takeover of America. Dr. Fauci is on the Leadership Council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Deborah Birx is a board member for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, which was founded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Robert Redfield, current director of the CDC, was a founder of the Institute of Human Virology, who has received $31.8 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Seema Verna has worked with Sue Desmond Hellman, chief executive officer of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Alex Azar was president of Eli Lilly's U.S. division. Under his leadership, prices for the company's top-selling insulin drug tripled, which led to a class-action lawsuit. Jerome Adams received a medical scholarship from Eli Lilly. Stephen Hahn is commissioner for the FDA, who partnered with Bill and Melinda Gates in 2017. Stephen Mnuchin was a member of Skull and Bones at Yale University, and he partnered with George Soros to create SFM Capital Management. Brett Giroir was the director of DARPA. And CDC official Dr. Nancy Messonnier is Rod Rosenstein's sister. Many have been concerned that President Trump has been surrounded by deep state operatives for the past 3 years. Well, now he seems to be completely surrounded by Big Pharma and Bill Gates loyalists, all pushing vaccines as the solution and admitting that they might make things worse.
Does the vaccine make you worse? And there are diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection.
Los Angeles has announced that they're going to pay people to snitch on their neighbors.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
And the public is now being prepared for mandatory certificates of immunity in order to freely leave their homes.
Can you imagine a time where Americans carry certificates of immunity?
You know, that's possible. I
that's
mean,
implantable
it's
chips.
One of those things that we talk about when we want to make sure that we know who the vulnerable people are and not. This is something that's being discussed. I think it might actually have some merit under certain circumstances.
Welcome to Medical Tyranny 2020. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
May God be with you all.
When we come back, I'm knocking it out of the park. In one segment, I'm laying the entire thing out. China has now come out and said the U.S. gave them COVID-19. That's blackmail.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
PQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA
flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's Sunday, April 12th. The year is 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Appeared last night in the Daily Mail with a press release, documents put out by the Communist Chinese, saying that, okay, we were working with COVID-19 type viruses with bats at the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons facility, but don't blame us. We didn't do it on purpose. We're not sure how it happened, but Obama and the NIH and Fauci, starting in 2012, gave us all these grants and all this money to do it. Now, why would they do that? Because they know that we're exposing them. They know major institutes have scanned the viruses and know that it's man-made. It's not just from some cave. And they know that they then cultured it inside piglets that were fed dead piglets that were killed with the virus so that they could then harvest the virus in mass, weaponize it, and produce it. And then right when Taiwan rebelled, right when China was about to be overthrown by people resisting it, right when the globalists couldn't get rid of Trump, the very globalists that gave China the weaponized COVID-19 Wuhan virus, the very globalists that set China up, the very globalists that wanted to remove Trump, told Xi Jinping, you release it, we'll shut down Taiwan, we'll shut down your own people, we'll then say you did a great job, reopen your economy, we'll then launch it into the West, Trump will never know what hit him, we'll tell them that Trump's got too strong a response at first, he'll relax the response, judges will block him. Once it hits the United States, we will then blame him for every death and say he must be removed from office. It'll kill the economy, the things supporting him. That's what happened. We said that 9 months ago is what the evidence showed. Had top experts like Dr. Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, joining us next hour. And we have articles and documents and scientific research. I'll show you right now where this was going on 5 years ago and was a national debate only 3 years after it started. Scientists were like, Why are you giving gain of function, meaning airborne, weaponized, common cold, to the Chinese, a chimera virus that you can add viruses onto? A cut-out virus. China can't produce that. At least they couldn't 5 years ago. The U.S. government gave them that virus that they could then load anything they wanted into, and they loaded the Wuhan virus into it because it's a coronavirus, and so is that virus. I will show you mainline news 5 years ago saying, what are you doing giving China gain of function? So China's saying to the NIH, to the deep state, to the globalists, hey, you're going to hang us out to drive for the virus you gave us? You're going to let Trump come out with Senator Cotton and Senator Hawley and, you know, Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and even Bill Maher comes out and says, if China did this on purpose, it's war Friday night. As America wakes up to this and says, yeah, it's an economic weapon, and yeah, you covered it up, and yeah, it came out of your laboratory, they're like, whoa, 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 hold your horses there, Tex. Here's the documents. We were given this in all these studies by Obama and by Fauci and the NIH. Of course, you've got Bill Gates and the globalists and all the money and the Rockefeller Foundation that did lockstep 10 years ago a big public paper about world government martial law using a deadly airborne virus that hits the lungs. You've got Event 201 last year conducted by Bill and Gates, 65 million died from an airborne coronavirus. And they bring in world government. They tabletopped and exercised all this. And then Bill Gates has all the shows come out about him as a hero during a pandemic. And Bill Gates has the, not the vaccine ready, but the actual clone of this virus, this master virus, ready 2 years ago. He's got that. This has all come out. But now he's the savior everywhere saying, you don't leave your house till you've had the shot. You'll have to have a digital tattoo in the vaccine under your skin before you can go to school. That's ABC News. Children will have to have this to go to school. This isn't Alex Jones warning of it, saying it'd be Bill Gates later in a released bioweapon. It's been done. But I knew that if we exposed that the Chi-Coms released it to shut down Taiwan, shut down their own people, had been promised by the World Health Organization, the UN, that they'd be seen as heroes, but that Trump would then be blamed as the bad guy. Xi Jinping went for it, allowed its release, allowed incubation in Wuhan. And then the Democrats said, leave the borders open, leave the planes open, go to Chinatown. Federal judges tried to block Trump for a few weeks, blocking the flights 8-9 weeks ago. They got in, it incubated, NIH brought in Americans that had it, turned them loose in San Antonio, turned them loose in New York, turned them loose in Seattle, L.A., Portland. This is all on record. I'm watching all this, seeing it. And then suddenly they go from Trump, don't stop it, there's no problem, the virus is a hoax, to it's your fault, Trump, you didn't do enough. Once they knew there was enough people here to have some death. And there it is. Oh, Wuhan's not involved. Oh, they're level 4 bioweapons lab's not involved. Oh, never mind Alex Jones and, you know, the top weapons experts he has on saying 5 years ago Obama transferred this to them and 8 years ago did the contract. We've already exposed all this. I've already had Dr. Boyle on and others 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks ago, over and over again, saying it's a gain-of-function bioweapon released out of Wuhan. Videos with millions of views at Band.Video. And then the communist Chinese desperately release a document to one of the biggest papers in the world, the Daily Mail. And the headline earlier was, oh, they tested on bats with COVID-19, but they're not sure that's where. And I said, that's. They don't get the hit piece while the Chinese did this. It's to blame America and to blackmail the West, saying, you release this, we'll expose your deep state operatives at NIH that gave it to us. And sure enough, they changed the headline saying, America scandal gave the bioweapon to them. It's all America's fault. Wow. I mean, this is so epic. And then in live time, they're changing the article and removing what it said earlier about the NIH and Fauci transferring it to them. But we have it all saved at a place called InfoWars.com. Wuhan Lab was performing experiments on bats from coronavirus caves. But now they've changed the headline to say it's America's fault. Here's our article, Global Bombshell, China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19-like coronavirus at Wuhan Lab. And they even admit COVID-19 specifically, but our article lays it all out. It even has the screenshots of how the Daily Mail has now changed their headline and removed stuff. Wuhan Lab was performing coronavirus experiments on bats from the caves where the disease is believed to have originated with a million pound grant from the U.S. That has now been completely changed. Go ahead if you want to put the new headline up. Now, there it is. Revealed U.S. government gave $3.7 million grant to Wuhan Lab at Center of Coronavirus Elite Security that was performing experiments on bats from caves where the disease is believed to have originated. Now, why are they doing all this? Because, yes, it came out of Wuhan. Yes, it came out of the lab. Yes, Obama and the globalists funded this so China could release it on their enemies later and use it as an economic weapon against America and have the martial law lock down the forced inoculation. But when you read the headline, it didn't come from the bats. It came from the United States of America and the globalists and Obama and Fauci running it. Here is the scientist.com article from 5 years ago I keep harping on. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. And it goes on to say the gain of function is what worries them. They've even gone and tried to edit this and pull stuff out, but it's on the Wayback Machine saved. Why would you give them an airborne, weaponized chimera genetically engineered from four viruses to China? Because it's the carrier they need to then splice viruses with it, inject it into piglets, who then die, and they take the dead piglet meat, feed it to other piglets, then they drain the blood out of those piglets and strain out all the viruses. By the way, you can go read the Chinese government report. They admit all this. But they say, America told us, Obama told us, Fauci told us, and they're saying, hey, you get Trump off our ass. We did all this for you. You gave it to us. And of course, it was all pointed at America, though, when Trump got in and the economy and everything else. Oh, Xi Jinping did a great job a month ago. America's done a bad job. China can reopen. We can never reopen because here's the key to everything. If President Trump gets out and says communist China, working with traitors in America, Hollywood, and the EU globalists, have launched this whole attack on us economically. They're pissed this happened. They hid how bad it was, bare minimum. It came out of their lab. Did they release it on purpose or by accident? It doesn't matter. And damn right, Fauci and the NIH and Obama are involved in all this, too. We're shutting down these level four bioweapons labs. We're going to prosecute the people that have been involved. We're going to shut all this down. And this is over. Then it's the right thing to do. The economy comes back. People aren't mind controlled by this, by the very group, Fauci, that works for Soros and for Bill Gates and others, can't use it to terrorize us and control us because they're the very ones that are behind it all, like James Bond supervillains, next level, clearly having the motive, the history, and now their fingerprints all over it, caught red-handed because now there's infighting between the Chi-Coms and the deep state in America to try to take down Trump. Trump can now expose this. It's all coming out in the open, and the Chi-Coms are having to admit that they're the ones that actually bred this up, but are saying, hey, you told us to do it. It doesn't matter. We now expose Fauci, Bill Gates, the globalist, Hillary Clinton, Obama for doing it, and it's game over for them because that's what I told you 9 weeks ago this is, and that's what this is, and that's why this is so damn incredible. I mean, Trump has total checkmate victory in his hands, and it's the right thing to do. But it's going to be scary to come out and admit Obama has to be arrested for treason immediately.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.